Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, everybody. It's 12:08. Chad Hartman, Adam Carter, Dan Cook, News Talk 830 WCCO. So much for the conversation today. We'll be dominated by the brutal murder of 21 humans at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. We will get to other items, but this will be the dominant topic of the day, and it should be. I appreciate you listening, and I really want your feedback today. I want phone calls. I want texts. I want you agreeing with what we're saying. I want you vociferously disagreeing with what we're saying. Provide nuance, provide bluster, provide intelligence, though, and passion and compassion. 651-461-9226, as I said in the tease. What is the number one question you have today? I have many, many, many. But the number one question is, what was going on when you had a certain level, and more were coming, of law enforcement officials outside of Robb Elementary School with shots fired and with parents, friends, in a state of emotion they never, ever thought they'd be in. Wonder if their child, their son, their daughter, their grandson, their nephew is going to be killed. And 19 were, and two teachers were. So Adam and Dan, I've seen the video, you've seen the video. I want context. I want to understand this. Because we all know by now, we've heard it over and over and over again. Since Columbine, when they waited for Klebold and Harris, and the brutal murders continued, the policy has been get in to the location as quickly in a safe manner. Okay? That is a part of it. You had some engagement, and it's vague, with a resource officer. You had two officers shot. This is Uvalde, Texas. This is not Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is not New York City. This is not a large area. They don't have hundreds of officers ready to be available. So they're relying on a lot of people, including Border Patrol agents. But when you see the video, when you hear the parents screaming, when I look at one of multiple stories I found, where people are quoted saying they were angry. We were wondering, what is going on? Dads were saying, give me the vest. I will go in there. Everybody was like, more quotes here from people. What the heck is the SWAT team doing? If you're not going to do anything, I don't know what you're doing. He said the police responded by telling people to go back. You can see it in the videos. Active shooter, active shooter. No one should say, even hint, as the various members of law enforcement arrive at Robb Elementary, that this is some easy decision. This is extraordinarily difficult. Extraordinarily difficult. You're trying to understand what the engagement was with this resource officer and these two other officers shot. You've had reports of this grandmother shot. But to me, Adam, consuming this constantly over the last 48 hours, like a lot of people, and talking about it so many times, it is go in with a level of protection as fast as you can. And with these reports that the murderer was in there for 40 to 60 minutes and everybody was killed. How is that not an enormous question today?
Well, I think it is an enormous question today. And, you know, if those protocols, their training, whatever this department was trained on and how to pursue a suspect like this and how to advance in a situation like this, you wonder, okay, the sooner they get in there, how many lives could have been saved. But it begs the question, too, when our laws, and I know we'll get to this conversation, but when our laws allow someone to legally outarm the police department, that's an enormous question I have about this, too. Because this isn't just a guy with a handgun or something like that. And that's the fact that we're even having this conversation, that this is an individual who's got, you know, some sort of body armor vest on, that gives police pause in how they have to handle the situation and causes this delay and caused these lives is a big part of this, too. So I absolutely, the timing of it, I cannot imagine the horror of these parents, you know, hearing these gunshots inside there, demanding that something happen. At the same time, I need to know, okay, how do police departments train for this situation? And any delay that we see here, if that's part of it, that needs to change too, because we've got to come up with another option. If this is just part of life, and obviously it's part of our lives now in America, that these happen so often, that, okay, then if we're not going to do enough to prevent it on the front side, we got to change how we respond to it too.
100%. And I understand that. And we've had a variety of different reports. CBS had a report at the top saying that the deaths may have occurred right away. This story, which isn't that different than a lot, can take some different twists and turns. If it turns out that more people verify that, Dan, it changes what would have happened. But guess who didn't know that at the time? The authorities didn't know that at the time. They did not know everyone was killed that quickly. So I want you to respond to both, because I'll just add some context to what Adam just said. Excuse me. Just turning 18 on May 17th. He buys one rifle. Comes back the next day. Buys the 375 rounds of ammunition. And May 20th, goes back and buys another weapon. An 18-year-old. 17th, 18th, and 20th. Saw these reports in two outlets. Obviously, again, I'm going and looking for credible sourcing. If stories change, we will update it. But how long people were waiting, as excruciatingly difficult that is, and not knowing what's going on, and maybe horrifically, everyone was killed right away. And then how does someone get that level plus everything else this person had to protect him? And I understand. We're going to get back later in the show, 1:35. We're going to spend some time on part of what I offered on video yesterday, our acceptance of this. It's sickening. It's failure. Let me say it again. It is failure that we continue to accept this. What questions or question number one do you have?
Well, and I want to follow up on what you guys were saying, because I think, you know, the timeline of what police knew and when they knew it and when they were going into the school is important. I think it's problematic that they can't seem to answer those questions right now. 48 hours later, shouldn't we have a pretty good idea of how this thing went down and who knew what when and who was coordinating what? I understand it's a small town and a very small department, but you know, the coordination on this thing should have happened relatively quickly. And why didn't it, or what didn't happen, or what did happen in those moments, I think is incredibly important to understand.
Many other law enforcement officials are now there.
Yeah.
And just, I want you to continue.
Sure.
But I think it's an excellent point, because I watched two or three veteran reporters of mass shootings who said they are surprised by now. Mm-hmm. We don't have, Dan, more of a TikTok of, okay, here, this time. That doesn't mean it has to be thorough, comprehensive. It will never adjust. But by this time, in almost all the other cases, there was a better idea of, give me this time and what happened. And that is unavailable at this point.
Absolutely. And what we can't do, and I'm already starting to see a little bit of this, but what this can't be is simply going to our polls again and saying either you support the police or you don't support the police. That's not what's going on here. This isn't about attacking police officers. This is about trying to understand why there's a video out there that clearly shows parents screaming at police, why aren't you going in? Why aren't you going in? Why aren't you going in? And the police don't seem to have answers for that at this point. And that's a problem. And that isn't an attack on police in general. We don't have to go to our corners. We don't have to say, you know, support the blue or don't, or all cops are this or all cops are that. I mean, that's not what this is. And we need to, right out of, as we're asking these questions, be saying that at the same time, that this is not an attack on policing in general. Let's not make it that, because it's too easy to go to those corners.
Of course. And that's what so many people do on a regular basis. Okay, we got a lot for today. Picking up on what we've said, you want to add to that? What is your number one question that you have right now? We'd all love to bring these kids and the two teachers back, and the grandmother, whose health is very much up in the air after she was shot in the face. So there's a lot going at people. None of it compares in any way to these kids will never finish fourth grade, never go to middle school, never go to prom, never play sports, never be involved in their extracurricular activity, never bring joy and happiness to their parents, never get married, never get frustrated again, never get in fights. Just gone in a second. Just gone in a second. We accept it. We're going to get to this pathetic acceptance later. But what is your question here? Text and phone calls. Phone calls are encouraged. 651-461-9226. Jason DeRussia, in 10 minutes, Congresswoman Angie Craig, 105, from the Justice Policy Institute, Mark Schindler. We're going to talk about resource officers. And they seem to make sense, right? Has it lived up to that? Does the data show us, by having some level of security at the schools, how much does it help? Does it help at all? Do we need more? Because that's a part of this conversation. Our acceptance of this, our game show, and Ray Liotta. 67, right, Adam?
That's correct, yeah. Too young.
Way too young. All right, let's get to some of your texts, and again, phone calls are also included. I'm just going in order here. President Trump will speak at the NRA convention. I understand no guns are allowed during the speech. That is correct, Adam. Houston, right?
Yep.
Is it tomorrow?
I think so. Right? Is it a weekend event?
Bad guys. Good guys with guns. Now, I get people are going to say it is the former president of the United States. So I would just ask this question, and maybe we can find this out. What happens at most NRA conventions? The president, to me, some can say, Secret Service isn't going to allow the president to go anywhere if people are allowed to go with guns. Now, you know, guess what the comeback is going to be, Adam? So what about me? What about my kid? What about my wife? What about my friends? I would be curious to find out what the policy is at typical NRA conventions. Assault rifles and tactical gear available to everyone. Why? So I want you to help me again here. And I'm not saying you're Mr. Rifles and knows everything about guns. Tactical gear, I don't understand. I mean, do you have any explanation for that?
I have no idea why an average citizen can buy tactical gear.
Tactical gear.
And don't tell me it's because I have the look, if my government comes, tries overreaching, I want to be able to join a militia and defend myself. That government that can overreach has about 30,000 ways to kill you that body armor isn't going to do a damn thing about. So I don't get that one either.
So help me out, because the three of us have had a version of this conversation so many times. When I was doing the solo show, and Rosie and Doogie were main parts of it. When I was with Dan and Common, had these conversations over and over again. Assault rifle and these shootings happens all the time. Happens all the time. But then we will hear from individuals, measured, compassionate individuals who say, when I go hunting, I have something that can be classified as an assault rifle. Where is this? Okay. Because who faults somebody when your default right now is bleep assault rifles? Just bleep them. Let's get rid of them. There are sometimes in life where the description of something, because it's tied to it, doesn't always lead to the other details when you pull that back. So help me out. Textures, and you also, what you know. When individuals are hunting in the state, nobody on the show is trying to stop hunting in any way. Let's be crystal clear on that. Are people out legally purchased with weapons that if they went through a classification, they would be classified as an assault rifle? Or is that hyperbole? What can you share? And also texters and callers, please help me out.
I don't think, you know, I used to be on the side of, well, it is kind of a hyperbole calling it an assault rifle. I'm switched on that. I'm sorry. An AR-15, which is overwhelmingly the tool that is used here, does nothing. It is not a hunting rifle. It is, and I know a lot of people have them, and they go, they like to shoot them at ranges and things like that. It's not. The problem between the, if my rifle, even if I have a bolt action, it's not an automatic, but if I had an automatic, my friend hunts with an automatic rifle, semi-automatic.
So you have to load it each time?
Semi-automatic, you do not. But it's got, like five.
No, yours.
Mine. I have
yours.
To load it each time. Well, I have a cartridge that holds four shells. And I can fire five times, and I have to load the cartridge, load the shell into the chamber each time before I fire. My friend has it's a semi-automatic, so he can shoot six times. His magazine holds, six shells that he can fire, pulling the trigger each time. If I'm going deer hunting, I'm not going to have a magazine with 30 shells in it, because you're a really bad hunter. And that's the problem here. We've got cartridges that can hold, or magazines that can hold, 30 rounds. Why? What purpose do we need that for? Even if you're shooting, going to target, I like to shoot this, I'm going to go to target practice. Why do you need to hold 30 rounds?
And I think this goes even beyond just whether something can be classified as an assault weapon or not. I think, Adam, you sort of hit on it, that the AR-15, I think a big part of the reason people are drawn to that is because it looks like a weapon of war. Right?
100%.
I mean, it looks like, you're some Rambo wannabe out,
you're
the deserts. Yeah, I mean, you're just as tough as any soldier. I think that's what draws. Even if we have to separate, okay, we're taking out AR-15s, but other things that are classified as assault rifles are still legal, I still think that moves us a step forward, because I think there's something more cultural to that weapon than necessarily technical, if that makes sense.
And the comeback on that, on a lot of the gun, what seems to be logical and common sense to many of us, not to everybody, is, well, guess what? You're just going to make it more difficult and more cumbersome for the person who's going to use it to protect themselves or to hunt or something else is legally. And those in the other category who are intent to menace, to harm, to brutalize, to torture, to kill, it will not limit them. I'm trying to come up with a series of ways, Adam, to try to help us. There's none of this. Boom. I've got it. And no mass shooting will ever help. That's part of what I want to get to at 135 with our acceptance of this. But if something allows us, and it's a marathon, and something gets us the first 200 yards of a marathon to dramatically limit the mass shootings, don't come back and always tell me, well, that's not going to stop it all. We can't stop it all. That can't be where we judge everything in life, because it isn't where we say, Adam, we're not going to try this because it doesn't completely solve the problem. We try to do, if there's one thing that does, fabulous. This one isn't that easy. So if we can do something and then another thing and then another thing, and we get to a point where we limit these. What if we would have stopped? What if we just would have stopped Uvalde? The other ones would have happened. We would stop this. It was horrible to even say that. But 21 people, Adam, would still be alive.
Yeah. And he, as Dan just pointed out, he bought those guns legally, right?
Yep.
And I was thinking about this, too. You hear the argument about, you know, good guy versus bad guy with a gun. You know the difference between a responsible gun owner and an irresponsible gun owner, or a good guy with a gun and a bad guy with a gun? Like, a divorce could be the difference, right? String of bad luck can be the difference, you know?
Can change so fast.
Right.
Let's do this. We're going to keep going on this with the rush. I'm sure Jason has some thoughts. Agree with us, disagree with us, a slew of texts to the surprise of no one coming in. You want to continue to add, you can through text and phone calls, 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.